Okay, when you're ready, feet flat on the floor, hands in your lap, preferably in a palms up receptive position. Close your eyes and take three deep breaths at your own rate, at your own speed. And with each breath in, imagine beautiful white light flowing into your body, finding anything that you don't need, such as anxiety, worries, stress, doubts, fears. And as you breathe out that white light, releasing anything that you don't need at this point in time, knowing that after the meditation, they'll all be there, and you'll be able to deal with them more effectively once you're in a more relaxed condition. So with each breath in, that beautiful white light goes deeper and deeper into your body, finding more and more things that you don't need. And with each breath out, you release very willingly, very easily, anything that's not necessary at this point in time. And with each breath in during the meditation, that beautiful white light goes into your body. And as you breathe out during the meditation, you release more and more things that just are not necessary. And you begin to feel more calm, more centered, more aware of yourself in this time, in this space, more at peace. And then when you're ready, I want you to take one more very, very deep breath. Fill your lungs as much as you possibly can. Hold it for a second or two. And then when you breathe out, breathe it all out, all the way down to the base of your lungs, releasing all that dead air. Very good. And now we're going to relax our bodies, and you can follow along with this progressive relaxation, or you can do your own thing. Focusing on your feet, tighten the muscles and release them. Move the feet if you need to, whatever you need to do to relax that area of your body. The calves and shins tighten and release. The thighs, hips, lower back tighten and release. Again, move if you need to. Stomach, solar plexus, middle back tighten and release. Chest, shoulders, upper back, roll your shoulders around. Release all those burdens and responsibilities that we often have on our shoulders. They'll be there after the meditation. Then focusing on your arms, straighten the arms, rotate them in the shoulder sockets, move them in front of you, behind you. And then when you're ready, make fists with your hands and stretch the fingers wide, crack knuckles if you need to. Again, do whatever you need to do to relax that area of the body. And then focusing on the neck, gently roll your head around or turn it side to side, forward and back. And this helps release the shoulder muscles even further. And then focusing on your forehead. Raise the eyebrows, knit them together. This helps release the muscles in the scalp. And then focusing on your nose and cheeks, move them back and forth. And then focusing on the jaw and the mouth, open your mouth, stick your tongue out. Really release that tension that we often carry in our jaws. And then just do a scan of your body one more time and see if there's any area that might need a little bit more relaxation, a little bit more white light, a little bit more movement. And if at any time during the meditation you need to take a deep breath or you need to move, that's completely fine. And now we're going to ground ourselves. The more grounded you can be, the more psychic you can be. So focusing on the base of your spine, I want you to imagine a root there that goes down through the floor, the ground that you're on, goes deep into the earth, and it branches out and clasps on to Mother Earth. And you may feel energy coming up through that root. It may go all the way up through your spine, all the way up through the top of your head. That's just Mother Earth's energy healing you, supporting you, nurturing you. And then focusing on the soles of each of your feet, imagine roots there that go down through the floor, the ground, down deep into the earth, and they branch out and clasp on to Mother Earth. So you are fully grounded. And now we're going to open our chakras. So focusing on the base of your spine, right at your tailbone, about an inch in front of that, you will find a little speck or ball of red or black light. Either color is fine. And using your imagination, I want you to imagine pulling that beautiful color open away from your body, like a CD disc or a record. Pull it as far away from your body as you possibly can without forcing it. Just keep pulling it further and further, wider and wider. Then going up to the orange chakra, which is usually located about an inch or two below the belly button. Beautiful orange color. Again, it's located about an inch in front of the spine. Pulling that beautiful color open as far as you can. Further and further, wider and wider, without forcing it. Then going up to the yellow chakra, which is right in the diaphragm solar plexus area or a little bit below that. Beautiful yellow color, again about an inch in front of the spine. Pulling that color open as wide as you can. Further and further, wider and wider. Again, don't force it, just encourage it, allow it. Then going up to the heart chakra where the color's green, again right in front of that spine. Pulling that beautiful green color open as wide as you can, as far as you can without forcing it, further and further, wider and wider. Then a few inches above the heart chakra, but below the throat, is a beautiful pink chakra. Beautiful, beautiful pink color of universal love. Pulling that open as wide as you can, without forcing it. Further and further, wider and wider. And then going up to the throat chakra where the color's blue. Beautiful blue color. Pulling that open as wide as you can. Further and further, wider and wider. And as you do this, you may feel sensations anywhere in your throat area. That's very normal. It's just the energy moving in a new and different way. And then going up to the third eye, right in the center of the head where the spine would be if it continued up through the bottom of your head, is a deep purplish blue, indigo color. Find that little spot right in the center of your head and then pull it open as wide as you can, further and further, wider and wider. And as you do this, you may feel sensations anywhere in your head area. And again, that's very normal. And then I want you to go to your forehead, and I want you to imagine your third eye there. And it may look like an eye, or it may not. Just accept it, whatever shape or color it is. And I want you to invite your third eye to open just a little bit more. Or if it's fully open, I want you to invite it to see more clearly. Then going up to the top of the head, again, where the spine would be if it continued up through the bottom of your head. The color here is usually either violet or white, and I want you to pull that beautiful crown chakra color open as wide as you can, further and further, wider and wider. This should open relatively easily. You wouldn't be listening to a recording like this unless you were a very spiritual person. This is a very high spiritual energy, so just let it flow open very easily, very comfortably. And then an inch or two above that is a sparkling silver chakra, like silver glitter. Pulling that chakra open as wide as you can, further and further, wider and wider. Again, this is a very high spiritual vibration, so it should open relatively easily. Just allow it to flow open very comfortably, very naturally. And then an inch or two above that is the sparkling gold chakra, like gold glitter. Pull that beautiful gold color open as wide as you can, further and further, wider and wider. And again, this is a very, very high spiritual vibration, so just let it flow open very comfortably, very easily. And then just do a check of all of your chakras and see if there was a chakra that didn't open quite as easily or quite as far, and see if it'll open just a little bit more now that all the other chakras are open. That's very common. And with all your chakras open like this, it's like you have a tunnel from the top of your head down to the base of your spine. And I want you to imagine looking up into the universe above you and seeing all the beautiful colors that are there. Pinks and turquoise and violet and green and orange and yellow and red. Every color you could possibly imagine. And I want you to imagine swirling those colors together and pulling them down through the top of your head, through the crown chakra, and let them flow down your body. down your face, neck, shoulders, arms, into your hands and out your fingertips. Down your body, legs, into your feet and out your toes. This beautiful flow of color, of light, of energy, and it knows exactly where to go to heal you, support you, nurture you, and it feels wonderful. And then looking up above you again, I want you to see a ball of that deep purplish-blue indigo color that's right above you. And I want you to pull that indigo color down through your crown chakra, and it may go and very, very, very firmly empower and strengthen that third eye area, that indigo color. But I also want you to let it flow down the rest of your body, down your face, neck, shoulders, arms, into your hands and out your fingertips, down your body, legs, into your feet and out your toes. This beautiful indigo color is the center of psychic ability. Allow that beautiful indigo color to activate and enhance all of your psychic skills, and particularly your third eye, your visual impressions. And then looking up above you again, I want you to see a ball of beautiful sparkling gold light. This is very, very high spiritual energy. So I want you to pull that beautiful gold light down through the crown chakra and again let it flow down your body, let it flow out your fingers and toes, and allow this beautiful spiritual energy to enhance you, protect you, and provide great love from the other side. And then one more time, I want you to look up above you and I want you to see a white light that's whiter and brighter than anything you've ever seen on the earth plane. And I want you to pull that beautiful white light down those same channels so that it flows out your fingers and toes, but also let it flow out of every pore in your body, 360 degrees, all the way around you. Try to fill the area that you're in with that beautiful white light. And as you do this, you may feel wider, taller, broader. That's simply your aura widening to allow the spiritual information to come through more easily. Very good, very good. Now it's time to go to your safe place. And this may be a place you've been before, it may be a brand new place, but wherever it is, you feel completely safe, completely secure. No one can harm you, no one can bother you. It's your sacred place. And I want you to make it as real as you possibly can. So you may want to start by looking down at your feet and seeing what you're standing on. Is it carpeting, wood, grass, sand, a cloud? And then start looking around you. What objects do you see? What shapes? What colors? If this is a place you've been before, has anything been moved or taken away or added? Do you see any animals, any entities, any people? Then become aware of what you hear around you. If you're at the ocean, do you hear the waves crashing on the beach? If you're in the mountains, do you hear the wind through the trees? Do you hear laughter, music, the sound of drums, chimes, bells, or do you just hear silence? Then become aware of what you smell. If you're at the ocean, do you smell the salt air? If you're up in the mountains, do you smell juniper and pine? Do you smell perfume, flowers, nothing at all? What do you taste? What do you feel around you? Air temperature? Air pressure? If you reach out and touch some of the objects around you, what do they feel like? Are they hard, soft, smooth, rough, warm, cold, furry? How does your body feel? And what emotions are you experiencing? Just make it as real as you possibly can. And then when you're ready, I want you to find a comfortable place to sit down or to lie down. Either's fine. And your angels, guides, and deceased loved ones are around you all the time. But through the law of free will, they can't interfere with your life or even communicate with you without your permission. So right now, I want you to invite your angels, guides, and loved ones to come closer and spend a few moments in silence communicating with them. And during this time, I want you to be very open to any visual impressions that pop into your mind's eye, any sounds that you hear either inside your head or outside. It may even sound like your own voice. Any body sensations, emotions, any thoughts that just pop into your mind. All of these are ways in which spirit will communicate with you. Do your very best to trust that what's coming to you during these moments of silence is coming from spirit and is not your imagination. Just suspend judgment and allow whatever's going to happen to happen. So spend a few moments in silence, letting them communicate with you, and you can also communicate with them. Very good. You can come back and talk with them at any time. They are so eager to communicate with you. They just need the opportunity and your availability to communicate with them. But for right now, I want you to ask your angels, guides, and deceased loved ones to take you on a spiritual journey. You may stay where you are in your safe place and just go through your imagination. Or you may imagine yourself getting up and going outdoors if you've been indoors, or just starting to walk. You may find a path. You may find that if you want to go to the spiritual realms, that there's a big white fluffy cloud that's sitting very close to you, and you can climb up on top of this big white fluffy cloud, and it will take you up to the spiritual realms or to another planet. Just invite them to take you wherever it is that they think you need to go, and you can invite one or more of your entities to go with you. But they will be with you no matter what. They are always with you, protecting you, guiding you, supporting you. And again, this can be any place you want to go or that they think that you need to go. It could be an ocean, a mountain, a meadow, a river. It could be a house that you lived in before or visited, or it could be a house you've never seen before or a building. It could be a cloud, another planet. Could even be your conception of what heaven or the other side would look like. But once you're there, and it doesn't take very long to get there, I want you to again make it as real as you possibly can using all of your senses. So you may want to start by looking down and seeing what you're standing on. Has it changed? And then start looking around you. What objects do you see? The shapes, the colors. What's different than where you were before? And then become aware of what you hear around you. Are the sounds different? Do you now hear voices where you didn't before? Do you hear music? Or a humming, vibrating? What do you smell? What do you taste? And again, what do you feel around you? Air temperature, air pressure. How do objects feel? How do you feel in your body? What emotions are you experiencing? And particularly become aware if there are other people or entities there or other animals. Again, just make it as real as you possibly can, trusting that wherever you have gone on this particular day is perfect for you. And once you're there, I want you to ask your angels, guides, and deceased loved ones to help you understand the significance of this particular spiritual journey. It may be that you have new entities with you that have joined you since you went on this spiritual journey, or they may be the same entities that you were with back in your safe place. Again, just be very open to whatever answer comes to your mind first about the significance of this spiritual journey. You can definitely ask them questions and then just be open to whatever their answers are. You may be shown something in your mind's eye. You may hear something. You may feel something in your body. Or you may feel a certain emotion or series of emotions. Or you may just know what the answer to the question is. Or you may be given a gift to take with you when you leave this special spiritual journey. Again, just trust whatever the answers are that come into your mind or through your senses, and spend a few moments in silence, letting your angels, guides, deceased loved ones, and any new entities that have joined you on your spiritual journey communicate with you, and also spend time reflecting on the meaning of this message at this time in your life. Very good, very good. You can come back at any time and communicate with them at this special place. But for right now, we're going to go back to your safe place. So if you've moved away from that location, I want you to go back. So if you need to walk back along a pathway, or if you need to get back up on your cloud and travel back down to your safe place, do so at this time. It takes very little time to travel. Just allow your imagination to make it as quick and comfortable and easy as possible. And once you're back in your safe place, it's time to thank your angels, guides, and loved ones for helping you with the meditation and for the messages and gifts that you've been given. And now it's time to close our chakras, focusing on your red root chakra. Pull that energy all the way back in, but leave it a little bit open for survival information. And then the orange chakra, pull that energy all the way back in till it becomes a dot, and then it's closed. Yellow chakra, pulling that energy all the way back in till it becomes a dot, and then it's closed. Green heart chakra, pulling that energy all the way back in till it becomes a dot, and then it's closed. The pink chakra, pulling that energy all the way back in till it becomes a dot, and then it's closed. Blue throat chakra, pulling that energy all the way back in till it becomes a dot, and then it's closed. You may feel tightening in your throat as this closes. That's very normal. Third eye, indigo, pulling that energy all the way back in till it becomes a dot, and then it's closed. It's okay to leave your third eye open. Focusing on the crown chakra, pulling that energy all the way back in, but leaving it a little bit open for intuitive information. The silver chakra, pulling that energy all the way back in, but leaving it a little bit open for intuitive information. And the gold chakra, pulling that energy all the way back in, but leaving it a little bit open for intuitive information. And then when you're ready, take a series of deep breaths, wiggle your fingers and toes, open your eyes, and come back into the room or the space that you're in.